Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Welcome in. Time for Daily Editorial. It is Wednesday, March 16th, a day before St. Patrick's Day for you, Irish Tony. I'm assuming that you're green. Having said that, am I correct in that? By the way, I'm assuming that you are, although you are living in the UK right now. I got a question for Jim right now. Zelensky gave a very, very emotional speech this morning. I want to get Jim's opinion on the speech. And I want to get Jim's opinion on Nancy Pelosi's response. Jimmy, you're on, sir.
Yeah, so the speech opened up with Pelosi introducing him, and then it was an awkward attempt to mobilize the crowd. It was very interesting. She, you know, Slava Ukraina, and it was confusing, stilted. And then he began, and he basically, through his interpreter, the first portion of the speech talked through the issues and, you know, asking for aircraft, asking for a no-fly zone, but understand that might not be possible. But please, you know, this is about peace. And it was a solid beginning, but it was through an interpreter. So it was a little bit awkward. Then they played a video, and that video was incredibly powerful because it showed the beauty of Ukraine, and Kiev in Ukraine is absolutely beautiful.
Right.
I've spent time there. But then it was juxtaposed with the actual, like, buildings and cities and streets and the bombing and the destruction and how awful it was. Very emotional, very powerful. And then he finished the speech in English. And his English is fairly competent, and his points were much stronger, asking basically and putting you the gauntlet down. You are the leader of the world to Biden, and you have to lead for peace, and this is unacceptable. And I thought that was a very powerful statement. The problem was after the event, what Nancy Pelosi said in her response.
And you want to get into that?
Sure. So the response was almost incomprehensible and showed an incredible lack of knowledge of what's going on and was really somewhat incoherent. It's hard for me to understand how Nancy Pelosi, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden can be seen by anybody as competent in these crisis situations. They are blundering over and over again. Nancy Pelosi basically was, waving her hands and talking about aircraft, but losing her train of thought, stilted, and really did not understand. I think it appeared to be that she was incredibly fearful of what's happening right now.
Right.
And the level of seriousness in the potential catastrophic global impact of what is happening and what road we're on based on very, you know, poor decision making on the United States and on other people around the world and what they're facing. And I think that's beginning to frighten them. But the confidence level and the comments that are being made are absolutely a clown show. And it's really heartbreaking to see America in such a bind and the leadership in such a bind right now. It's terrible.
Well, let's think about this just a minute. Let's talk about the powers of the world. The three powers of the world are Russia, China, and the United States, theoretically. Let's talk about what their actions are. Number one, China is now in the process of negotiating with Saudi Arabia regarding not having to pay for oil in petrodollars, which is basically the U.S. dollar, or paying for it with a yuan. I think that's probably going to go through. That is a very, very definitive action. Putin, on the other hand, and not on the other hand necessarily, but Putin continues to rain terror and death upon the Ukraine. The United States, as of yet, has really done nothing. And I'm not really sure how the biggest power in the world can just sit back and do nothing compared to what the other powers are doing. The other powers are taking concrete action that basically are very definitely hurting the Ukraine. Any comments on that?
Well, I think this the potential for actually changing the entire economic structure of the world is in play right now.
Yeah.
If the United States dollar is pulled off as petrodollars, exchange for oil in the world, the potential for becoming the no longer the world's reserve currency puts a slow growing economy with 330 million people and the absolute ridiculous overspending and the $31 trillion
right.
in debt
right.
Could very rapidly turn the United States into a second great power.
Right.
And of course but we're not there yet unless the lack of decision making, the lack of confidence continues. The Chinese, there's very strange maneuvering going on, and the Chinese and the Russians are playing a very serious game of chess.
Yes, they are.
And the Biden administration, the European Union, and NATO are not, and the leadership in the Western civilization has gone so woke and so stupid over the last probably 20 years that they cannot make decisions right now. They're just not competent enough to make decisions in order to keep the West leading the world.
And, right.
We are living in the most unbelievable change in human history very rapidly. And it's a frightening time. I will say this. Russia is the only reason why Russia is a global power is because of their very large, the largest stockpile of nuclear weapons.
Right.
And it is clear that they are using that as a tool to leverage more power, to leverage that control of the eastern Ukraine in order to gather manufacturing resources, access to the port, and it's hard for me to believe that they're going to be successful. The Russians or Putin will be successful in any way in the long term. But that really depends on how coordinated the effort is with the Chinese government.
Right.
And that's what's frightening right now.
Right. I want to say one thing that I really believe, and that is the fact that China and Russia are calling the shots right now, basically to me is proof positive that the United States is no longer the premier power, the premier country in the world. I firmly believe that, Jimmy, it breaks my heart to see that. People are dying in the Ukraine to a large extent because Russia doesn't really fear the United States at all anymore. I would have to say that Putin as a leader is much, much stronger than anybody that the U.S. has to offer at this point in time. You know, I've been reminiscing about this, and you kind of have to wonder if how the situation would have been handled under perhaps a different president, for example, Reagan, or on the other side of the aisle, John F. Kennedy. We've been going about 8 minutes and 28 seconds, by the way. Jimmy, why don't you wrap it up, and we'll do one later today while you're still driving.
Yeah, so first of all, we still are the largest economy in the world. We still have the largest military, I'd say the most capable military, the technology. The problem is it's the specific leadership. And you,
right.
You mentioned Reagan or JFK. I'm not so comfortable with JFK. He actually almost got us into a nuclear war himself. But I'll tell you, Donald Trump would not have allowed this to happen.
Yeah,
and it wouldn't have happened at all. And so there are people here, Mike Pompeo. There was a very strong national security team that took strong actions in global affairs that kept the United States from
right.
entering any new wars for 4 years.
Right.
And now we've got this absolute incompetence right now.
Right.
We have the possibility to get it back. We need to get it back. and we need to get rid of the people that are there doing this now. And I think they're afraid of it. They realize how incompetent they are.
Well, they realize
how bad they messed this up.
We're going to find out soon enough if how many people agree with us, and we're going to find that out initially in the elections this year, and we're certainly going to find how people in the United States feel about this in 2024. Jim, I'm going to call you back later when you're on the road. Thank you, sir.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics. We will be back in a moment.